Now, live in Studio 2A, Fish Karma.
Carbon offset. Your last annex and an out-of-date iPhone. And a photograph of your foreclosed home. Maybe a Broadway tune from a marching band. Greet the drums flying overhead on their way to Pakistan. Cheerleaders spread on Monsanto factory farm. Paper. queen, and ovens that's a clean, and birds and code words. Hide their pornography in America. People are rarely afflicted with progeria. There's science everywhere. Everybody's got good hair and ethnic cuisine. Such a groovy scene. Ow! There are lots of acronyms. Designer drugs and killer sprees. Policemen dancing in the park. Possums in the trees. The people here like to have their fun. Barbecuing in the noonday sun. Twitter ringing, cleaning their guns up, crawling on their knees.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan, here with Fish Karma. That's great. I love that song.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You guys are rocking it. Let's introduce the members of the band here.
Well, okay, over here on my right, but it doesn't matter because it's radio, we have Mr. Ed Nossum on guitar. Directly in front of me, we have Mr. Steve Brookbanks on bass. And over here is Dante Perna on drums.
He's a Love Generation.
They are the Love Generation.
Fish Karma and the Love Generation. Let's see, during the time I have been doing Locals Only, that's been about over two years, I haven't had you in yet. I'm very happy to have you here.
Well, we're happy to be here. We've begged, we've pleaded with you. You finally gave in to our incessant demands because the other band's canceled, apparently. So.
That's not true, and you know it. You know it very much. I'd like to talk just a little bit about how long you've been playing music in Tucson.
Well, this is going to make me sound pathetic, but since around 1982 or 3, I guess.
So you have quite a perspective on the development of music here in Tucson.
Yes, being at the bottom of show business for so many years has given me a unique perspective.
Well, tell me a little bit about that perspective.
Well, you know, trends come and go, and me, I just keep going on and on regardless of trends. But I'm really happy to be playing with these guys. We kind of came together accidentally, but it was one of those accidental on purpose things that happened. And so we're quite happy playing together.
And you get, I've seen you listed out, you play out quite often in the lounge at Plush and a few other places. It seems that you've been active.
We have been very active lately, so we enjoy playing out. And
you played at that Hotel Congress gig just a couple weeks ago. That must have been fun, huh?
That was a lot of fun, and we had our, we played a rock opera there a month or so ago, and I don't know what else to say. Somebody else say something.
How about upcoming gigs?
Something.
Upcoming gigs.
Let's see. Well, we have tonight, Then there's the Club Crawl coming up. Playing at the District.
Okay, at the District during Club Crawl. Yeah, that's a great event on Saturday night. I think it's mid October, right?
October 16th.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Let's do Grover Cleveland next, fellas.
By his liquid girth, beyond the siren call.
I'm sorry, I said fellers. I don't usually say that.
It's okay.
Chestnut tree to bear. Squeeze through the bowels of a joyous dying world, choking on the swirling perfume air. Sailing through the wound glass, largely afflicted. There's no need to hide it anymore. The rhythm section plays a syncopated martial cadence, and no one's moving on the ballroom floor. And the artificial rainbows and cinder block hills, and the bodies keep arriving though the holes are nearly filled. And the prophets have all vanished, leaving you to pay the bill.
Trouble.
actually to the moon. His arms seem like they're eager to take exception. His hair in the shape of a prepositional phrase.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. I'm here in the studio with Fish Karma and the Love Generation. And we're rocking it out. I'm loving it. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So what is the nicest thing anyone has ever said about your music? There are some pointing fingers here. Someone needs to come up with something here.
It's your music.
This particular manifestation, our latest review we got on by some anonymous person online, first said we sounded like a really bad Bob Dylan writing songs that Country Joe wrote and then rejected. But then the reviewer changed his or her mind after a while.
They came around.
Yeah.
So to speak.
So that's the nicest thing that has been
said.
Yeah,
well, there was, somebody said nasal puke voice one time, I remember. That was from the Wildcat, I think.
Uh-huh.
The screech of a depleted air horn, I believe, yeah, comes to mind.
So when you write songs and when you play, do you have something in mind, a message or something you're wanting to get out there?
Well, the trick is to, if you write a message song, that it's not didactic or just, you know, belaboring the point over and over. So try to do it with subtlety and humor. That's always my goal. Sometimes, generally, songs generate from the first line that's written. After the first line, then the song sort of evolves itself in a way. And then I ask the guys how to play the music because I don't know how to play this stuff.
Well, it sounds good. Do you and what are your influences?
I'm gonna let these fellas go around.
I don't know if everyone has a mic though, whoever talks has to make sure they
Ed, what's
get,
your influence?
Get to a mic.
I don't have any.
Oh, just the usual
Beatles and Genesis, and they hate me for it. No, really, we have a really diverse set of influences between all of us, so that helps us to flesh out the different kinds of songs that we do. That Terry's writing, because we're doing all kinds of different. There's rockabilly, there's metal, there's folk, it's punk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard all those tonight. Yeah, all those influences. And another question for you: does Tucson music, does it have a sound? Is there a Tucson sound? And if so, what is it?
I think that's an absolute misnomer. I mean, there's any number of genres, bands, sounds. instrumentations, timbres, tones. I mean, again, people want to classify things in a convenient way, but I've never heard a Tucson sound. That's sort of a media-generated thing, I think, in order to classify. But any number of wonderful, talented musicians, and some that were kind of nightmares, but mostly wonderful people.
Desert rock doesn't exist in the real world, then?
No, it does. It does exist, but that doesn't encapsulate the Tucson sound. That the diversity of sounds, I believe, is what would encapsulate it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a great place. I think there's all sorts of stuff going on musically.
There's a lot going on in
fantastic.
Tucson.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you guys.
So we talked about when, if someone is listening and they want to catch your stuff, the club crawl would be one way. Do you have any other way of getting a message out? Like, do you have any other internet presence?
Our latest record was put out on Alternative Tentacles this past April, called Halloween in America. You can buy it online at the usual venues, or it's from a physical product from Amazon.
Okay, the usual venues like CD Baby or
17th Street Market has
17th Street
it, and
Market.
Also yeah. Toxic Ranch has it.
They
too,
have physical
right?
copies, so you can order copies. From iTunes or.
So Toxic Ranch is right on 6th Street, and then of course 17th Street Market, and that's not very far away from the studios here on South Fourth Avenue. It's a little bit east of the KXCI studios. We have time to go. We have about another 20 minutes left. Okay. For this session. Now, I see you have a list of songs here, and I'm guessing you could take us right up to about 9:57, which is when we need to end. Is that true?
I reckon we can.
Yeah, okay. You came prepared.
I never say reckon either. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get demotic tonight.
I told you that we had time for 7 or 8 songs, but I think we are going to have time for more than that. But you came prepared.
Yes, not time for our funky jams. I guess we'll do Dick York, Nick. What the heck?
We are live. This is live radio, live in Studio 2A with Fish Karma and the Love Generation. And we've got time for probably, I'm guessing, three or more songs. So I think let's go back into the music.
Ooh, where did you go? Something. stars and where New York should be. Sam, pretend like nothing had changed. LBJ didn't say a word. I didn't know what to think. And that's when I first took the drink. Someone point me to the nearest bar. But somewhere in that global village, just a little south of eternity, I know Dick York is out there somewhere.
Emoting on that song. Let's keep the trauma going, fellas. Let's go back to the childhood trauma now, even earlier trauma.
Must be.
Must be. Cream lady. let's pay our tribute to the great recently fallen one.
Oh boy.
Sorry, Dad. Let's do it, boys.
When he opens up his mouth, down comes Jericho's walls. He bumps his little fist in the smoke-filled air. Eyes bulging like poached eggs through the tangles of his hair. There's a laser flash, the fry can stand in awe. But this homunculus who towers over all. He's rocking in New Jersey, he's in Sheboygan. Rockin' in Apache Junction, rockin' for your sin. Oh, D.O. 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 Rock! D.O. Rock! D.O. Rock! D.O. Rock! D.O. Rock! D.O. Rock!
Just in case you missed the point.
Let's end with Nematodes. Thanks for having us again, Dan. We've had a great time.
Yeah.
Here's a song off our hot new album, file, whatever it is.
still feel its phantom limb. The beak crepuscular haze, like some kind of orthopedic sin, cold beneath the weight. In the beneficial nematodes arriving in the grass, I can hear the memory surfacing. Gravity falls and addicts jettison their